Roll call. Here.
Chair Randall Hill. Vice Chair Pats.
Here.
Commissioner Dean Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Mejia.
I'm here.
Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
And Commissioner Salai. Absent. Thank you.
Did we know that was? Yeah.
Yes.
And the Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Murphy, would you like to lead us in that?
I pledge love. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just trying to knock you down. Oral communications, I don't see anybody here. Do you have anything for us?
No, I do not.
Let's move on to the consent calendar. We're going to hoping to approve the minutes from May 3rd, May 11th, and the AB 361 teleconferencing. Do we have a motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the special meeting of May 3rd, 2022. And if somebody else can do the regular meeting of May 11th.
We're just doing the consent calendar. Unless somebody wants to pull one of those items, we can just approve the consent calendar and move on.
Well, I was not here for the 11th. For the 11th, that's why.
And I was not here for the 3rd.
Well,
so get on it, Javier.
I was here. I would like to make a motion to approve the consent calendar as noted with any changes that previously were submitted.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it. I wasn't here for one of the days, so.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You read the minutes.
I did.
Yes. There you go. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There we go. Staff reports, street improvement project.
All right. Good evening, commissioners. Before I begin, I know some of you know him, but in case you don't, he's our traffic engineer, Farhad. Chris Kelly's not here. I actually granted him time off because he's on vacation this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a softie.
So,
traffic engineer extraordinaire.
Yes, right? And so, again, Farhad here, he's our traffic engineer, and he's here. We don't bring him out as often as before, but I thought it was a good opportunity. I always need a sidekick.
Yeah.
You know, a sidekick.
We call him the pork chop.
The pork chop.
Oh, yeah. The pork chop.
All right, so let's get on it.
I didn't think about that.
So, street improvement project phase 2, all right? So this is a CIP project that we're going to bring to council. So the council for this fiscal year 21-22 has already authorized and approved the phase 1 of the street project. And those are the streets that you see right there that will be maintained for the phase 1. Forista, Cherry Street, I'm not going to read every single one. It's quite extensive. Tolan, Kaler. You know, we're going down the El Dorado Way, Del Norte, Siboney, Lunar Drive, etc., right? And so, again, it was approved on for this fiscal year, and actually, it's actually going to start commencing. They're mobilizing right now, but it's going to commence, and you'll see that in the city probably in July, right after the 4th of July. And it's actually going to go all the way till probably September. I actually have the schedule right here. And you know, the reason why here is some of the streets, especially on Pine Street and Forista Street, there's some city events there that we had to kind of work our way around. And so that's why there's a little bit of delay on the street project. But today, as part of our discussion, the Budget Standing Committee has proposed that if for this coming fiscal year, that we do a second phase for the street improvement projects. So in that, we propose the following streets here. Oak Street, which includes the Community Center parking lot, Catalina Island, Florissa Street, Noel Street, Cali Lee Avenue, Corporate Center Drive, Glacier Circle, Vicksburg Circle, Carlsbad Circle, Interior Circle, Rainier Circle, Apollo Circle. In case you don't know, but those circle streets are in Parkwood.
That's all of Parkwood, isn't it?
Yeah, so in phase one, we're doing the outer rim of Parkwood, and then we're going in to finish it up, right? And the thinking there is just, my preference is we kind of do a neighborhood as fast as we can. We complete that neighborhood, and then we go move on and hopefully complete that neighborhood. So like in this fiscal year, one neighborhood that we completed was the suburbia neighborhood. We did all those streets there, right? So now our next one here is, of course, the Parkwood area. And then part of this too is what we call the SB1 street project, where we receive some grant money through SB1 and gas tax. And we're doing Tripoli, Mindora, Bennington, and Howard. Again, the rest of the street, that's a new Dutch Haven neighborhood, is part of phase one. And after we do this part right here, that new Dutch Haven neighborhood will be completely done as well. So that in a matter of 2 years, I've knocked out three neighborhoods out of the, I think there's 16 neighborhoods in the community. But as you see, we have done other streets as well, okay? Right now, council has asked me to ask the traffic commission, because these are proposed streets, if there's any streets that you think, whether it's in your neighborhood, that you think should be kind of looked at, right? So I will write those down, and then we'll send the engineering team out there to assess it to see if it needs to be done.
Wasn't Oak Street, I thought I read that it was going to get torn up by OC Sand?
That's correct. That is correct.
But we have Oak on here.
Correct. So we're hoping that the OC Sand will do that work before we go out there.
That'd be
correct.
Good.
Correct. Correct. Yes. Okay. And that's the end of my report. Again, I'm here to, again, if you have any streets you have in mind, I'm willing to, like I said, I will jot that down, and then we'll go out and do an assessment.
So it seems like the last paragraph talks about ADA ramp. And we have some ADA ramp issues, like we talked about going into the Highlands with the lights and the narrow sidewalks, and then the over by the high school going across up Mossell Boulevard and the flood control. Are those going to be any part of this process?
So what that means here is, let's say we go in there and we do a street. So I'm going to take a street that we're doing in our phase one. Let's say it's, I don't know, what street am I familiar with? Fenley Drive. This is in, thinking your neck of the word, Commissioner Patz, right? And as we go from from this section to this section, if an 80 ramp needs to be installed or corrected, then that's when we're going to go in and do that part, okay? In specifically for yours, again, I'm taking feedback here. If you think that entryway of Bradbury or that entryway of Rossmore Way needs to be repaved, yes, we'll do that at the same time, and we'll correct the ADA ramp. The other one, I know this is because I took a walk with the engineer, Chris, by the high school. That is not in the jurisdiction of Los Alamitos. So we're reaching out to the owner or the jurisdiction to see if they can resolve that issue that was right by the high school.
My impression was that the asphalt part was the same.
Mm-hmm. When we went out there, we had our survey maps and everything.
Okay.
If you walk out there, you literally see where it goes from asphalt to concrete.
Yep.
We literally start at the concrete. So the asphalt belongs to the flood control district, I believe, correct.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, or suggestions? Criticisms?
With regard to this, if it's not in dire straits but could use restriping, is that something that could be included on this?
So, as part, Monday is our council meeting, and if you do have time, I would recommend you to come or view it online. And you won't see the details, but you'll see our proposed CIP project for fiscal year 22-23. So along with the street improvement project phase two, there will be a pavement and street marking phase two plan. So the phase one, which we're gonna have a pre-con meeting fairly soon, I hope. I saw the email, I know it's soon, right? It's gonna do like Cerritos, what else?
Brigham,
yes. Sausalito. Florista. We're going to go into the old Dutch neighborhood and do all the restriping in that entire neighborhood.
So that was just a whole city limit coming from.
Yeah, right from the high school, yeah. And so, again, if you feel that there's another location in the city, please let me know. And as we go down that road of doing the assessment for the phase two, again, we'll to go out there, we'll assess it, and then we'll add it in.
Okay. So off the top of my head, just, you know, as I was driving around, I was noticing, I was looking at some of the striping. And so, for instance, you said Florista, the striping is bare, you can barely see it. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. And I know that I've mentioned the crosswalk over there between Kyle? Kyle and Florista, right there behind the hospital parking structure, that's completely faded out. I know it's not for the school, but it's in close proximity. I don't know if any kids use that. I'm not, but that one's completely faded out. Also, there in front of the CIF building.
On Pine Street?
On Pine Street. All of that angled parking, you can't see any of those lines on the angled parking. And I got a complaint for people parking at the wrong angle, and it gets pretty tough when you can't see them. So I just.
Well, Pine Street is a very unique street because that's part of our town center mixed use plan.
Right.
And so, well, right now we're actively looking for grants to kind of reimagine Pine Street. So depending on the timeline of that, you know, again, it's one of those where I don't feel it's prudent to go in there and restripe, knowing that we're going to tear it up.
Sure.
6, 8, 10 months later. So, but again, I wrote that down.
I agree with that thinking. I'm just, you know, looking around. So then, in addition to that, and we mentioned this in either the last one or two meetings, and Dan, you'll remember this probably, and it was probably at least 5 years, maybe 7 years, that we did the raised reflectors on all of the right turn only lanes, which would be Cattell and La Salle, right mm-hmm. turn there at Florista, right out here at Walnut, Cerritos, and it's been some years, and of course La Salle got redone and restriped, but I think that those are helpful in giving people that line of sight that this is a right turn only lane. And
yeah.
I mean, if you get one or two people obeying that, it's a plus. And those reflectors are, you know, relatively easy to deal with. And so I just thought I'd bring those up if those could get worked into some of that. And then the last one too is the crosswalk at Cattell and Bloomfield, or excuse me, La Salle and Bloomfield. It's the we have the colored concrete for the crosswalk, and it is outlined with yellow paint, but now that they've restriped the south end, it's nice and yellow, but the rest of it is, you can hardly see that it's painted. And so that might be something that we freshen up.
So I do know this, that so there's CIP projects, and then I have a general maintenance fund, right? So in my general maintenance fund, I know that this one right here, La Salle and Bloomfield, will be addressed before school starts. We're basically going to do the same thing that we did here on Florista and La Salle Boulevard, where we use that oil-based paint, and I'm going to paint a ladder across that whole pink concrete.
Okay, perfect.
So I know that for sure. Second one that we're currently looking at, Farhad, I'm going to look at is CVS, Walnut, and Cattell. We talked about that,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to stripe it where it's keep clear. So people going, taking a left in, and people right, taking yeah. a right out. Mm-hmm. That one will probably most likely be included in that, I'm hoping, end of July of striping as well. But we'll take a look at the one at Kyle and Florista as well.
Perfect. And I just wanted to, you know, bring those up while we were kind of talking about that.
La Salle and Bloomfield. Where is La Salle crossing?
I think they mean Cattell.
I'm sorry. I said it right the first time, and then I messed it up. It's Cattell and Bloomfield. Yes.
Thank you.
It's got a really big truck. So.
Yes.
It's Cattell.
I kept thinking I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that. It's got that almost pink colored. Cement,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
concrete,
yeah,
And that looks great, but anyway.
Yeah, Ron, you also said CVS, you said Walnut.
Walnut and Catella?
It's Chestnut.
No, I'm sorry, Chestnut. Chestnut, correct. Chestnut, correct.
All right, so we've discussed it. It doesn't look like we don't have any additional recommendations, so we're not voting on anything or anything like that.
Correct. There's no vote, just any recommendation. And again, if you're like me and I think of random, it just pops in my head in the middle of the night, feel free to email me, you know, and say, hey, Ron, you know?
I saw this. It's not in that area, but over at Lexington, at the exit to the base, they have a stop sign and there's no stop bar. So I've watched and the cars kind of don't know where to stop. And so they kind of creep along. And if you're on Farquhar and you're waiting for them to stop, I think, you know, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they really are.
Did you say exiting the base?
Exiting the base.
Okay.
So there's a stop sign right there on that corner on the back of that house that is, I think that's what, Howard?
Yeah.
There's a stop sign there, but there's no...
Yeah, at the exit.
So if you go out to the base, you'll see it's a green line. Have you ever been there? There's a green line. Mm-hmm. So that green line belongs to, everything on that side belongs to the base.
Right.
So if they were to paint a stop bar, it'd be on base property. So
I'm trying to picture what the green line is. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't paint beyond the green. But I have a very good relationship with the public works person over there.
I stopped there and watched
him. He's a major or whatever. And so I will have a conversation with him about that.
All right. Any other feedback? Let's move on to the Traffic Commission status log. Funny how we used to go through this one person at a time. Got it pretty cleaned up.
I do have a question. Okay. The stop signs on Florista that have the new systems, they're still not up and running.
That is correct. So when the vendor sent us the hardware, the hardware was not operational. So we actually have the hardware in. We're slated to install that in July.
The replacement, the new
correct.
One.
Correct. So hopefully after the 4th of July, when the public work guys go out there, you'll see it working, hopefully, like I said, by the end of July.
And also, we discussed that they're actually in the wrong corners.
That is correct. Yes. So because it's, you know, they had to go in there cemented and all that stuff. So right now, I'm trying to figure out if I can just buy additional ones to put them in the correct location. Yes. Yes, yes. So that's something I'm going to work with Farhawk with.
Well, along with that, what about taking the equipment off and installing them on the correct ones, or is that not an option? In other words, leave the stop signs that are there, but you still need new...
Yeah, no, it's a whole different pole. It's a whole different pole because it's a heavier...
You can't just take the whole thing off.
Correct, it's rated differently, you have to embed it. It's a totally different thing.
Got it.
Sometimes I wish it was easy. Oh, no, I'll give you one example I know, but is a lot of people would love to have like a banner to go across like a street. And they say, why can't you do it from like one signal pole to another signal pole? And it's like, you can't because it's not rated. Because when you put a banner up, it becomes like a wind sail.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. So you have to have special poles, you have to have special footing in the ground and the whole deal. So that's, you know, it's not as simple as just, you can string one thing from the next.
The other thing on that same corner, in C1, it talks about crosswalks. And it's been approved on, at, when Oak gets out in the afternoon, the kids, you know, we have a crossing guard at Catella and Walnut. But at Walnut and Florissi, you don't have one, and you can't drive through it.
Okay.
Because the kids are just in the crosswalk the whole time until they're all gone. not to mention it's a safety issue. And we were talking about the other issue with the kids driving their bikes down the center of the road. But I'm just amazed we haven't had a problem that people get impatient if they can't turn. And the kids are pretty good, I have to admit. They will stop after about 5 minutes or so, let us go. There should be a crossing guard. And I think we had a discussion before, and you said that the school would have, because of its proximity to the school, it's their dime.
No, right now, I believe we pay, the city pays for the crossing guards that are located in the city of Los Alamitos. So the one that you mentioned over there on Catella and, you know, which is Walnut, which turns into Longsword.
Walford, right.
We do pay for that. The old one is like over at Bloomfield and Catella. We do pay for that city, right? We can do an analysis of that, but I do know it's a joint thing with the school district, right? In terms of working together, right? So I do know this, that when we broached something like this several years ago, and she's actually retiring, Principal Kominski, they would rather prefer a crosswalk. I don't know the name of that street, but it's down there before you come into their driveway. You know, it's Oak. Is it Catalina?
Marisa Catalina and Sausalito.
Yeah, so it's Catalina. They would prefer one there.
That's fine if the kids are going to go that way.
Yeah, so I don't know, what do you think, Farah? We could do an assessment, an evaluation, but then I'd have to get with the police guys. The police, because they handle the crossing guards in the city. That I'd have to get with them.
Yeah, and the issue along with that, I'm sure you know, is they double park, the parents.
Yes.
The kids walk up, cross over, and they're double parked. They get in their cars and they drive off. This is 15, 20 minutes in the morning, 15, 20 minutes in the afternoon. But invariably, it's whenever I'm leaving or coming home. So it's really a pain. But they do double park. I had them park in front of my driveway, block my driveway.
I always recommend if there's some type of nuisance like that, and if I could just briefly speak. We had an issue with one of the council members very concerned about children with helmets and so on, because we have kids riding their bikes all over the place, as you know, and now they have those electric bikes fast. I mean, it's just amazing to me we don't have more traffic collisions involved in those things, but the school is so responsive to it that they sit at the gate, because I had to call the school and research it for the purpose of one of the council members. And they force every kid who has a bike at the school to have a helmet.
Yeah.
So, and it just came up last night with, I believe it was the chief. And he was, we were just talking about how they basically force them to do that. The school does, makes them have the helmet. It's the law, right?
Right.
And the kids know it's the law, but how often are we going to pinch a kid and give him a ticket for helmets? It's not very good PR. We want him to be safe. We want him to not be hurt, but it's kind of hard to give a kid a ticket for that type of stuff. So we'll talk to them. We put on educational things, and the school, much of their showing their initiative have forced them to do it. The problem is they get a block away, and it's not cool, and they take the helmets off. So very similar in relation to the double parking thing. It's hard to hammer all of these persons. And, we'll go out there and we'll write stop sign tickets, or, sometimes they even write parking tickets and so on. I always recommend, however, that we tap into that school resource, because they send newsletters home all the time and electronically. So they get these parents get the stuff on their phone, and they get it pretty fast, faster than they were there or get it for someone getting pinched for a citation.
Yeah.
So it's not that we won't do enforcement. Of course we will. But
sometimes double parking is really a nuisance.
It is.
Yeah. But the crosswalk thing is the danger. Because the kids, they're talking and they just keep walking. And I'm afraid someone's going to get impatient.
The double parking thing's dangerous also. If someone sits here like this, car's got to go around it. Now they're on oncoming traffic, or some kid could be crossing in front of the car, because it's just a big circus. So, and that's why I say, enforcement plays a role in absolutely everything, as far as I'm concerned. But, I've also found that tapping into these other resources is an important element to just,
for us, you know, the citation element is so people comply, so they're not hurt, so we're not taking traffic collisions.
We could make it no parking.
Right. Paint it red.
It's tough. It's tough. With all those kids and all those parents.
And Lowell Drive on Tohonga area,
mm-hmm.
there is a big elementary and middle school together. They have a special parking forces for parking on the curb, and they stop them before you get to an intersection, so they won't let anybody, so they are very, very organized,
yeah.
but it's very expensive.
It's like LAX.
They have four people.
Otherwise, it's all over
the same way. I've been in different cities. They all have the same issues, double parking and this.
But shy of having something like what Farhad's saying, you know, people designated for that activity, like LAX. You know, you've all been to LAX, right? Mm-hmm. I know you can envision those gentlemen with the, you know, electronic citation. Mm-hmm. They're just walking up, bam, they'll get you right there. If you're, you know, you do something like that, and boom, it's over. But, you know, you get someone here and there, it's...
Of course, Lowell is a busy street. That's like an arterial, two-lane arterial.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different than Oak. Most of the streets are not on a major. So I haven't seen that many of them with that organization, but they have a very smooth flow, even during the school hour.
And even if we're going to do something like that, the police... We have to be very cognizant of how that looks. You know, we're just hammering 30 cars, right? So it would be more along the vein of the way we do business to go to the school, put something out, you know, put something out on our social media page that says, we're going to come out there and we're going to get every single person who double parks, give them, you know, enough warning. And then when the day comes, we go out there and we hammer, you know, we have three cops out there just boom, 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 you know, doing our thing. But it would be... We would more likely put a warning out on social media, go to the school, you know. So if that's something you want to escalate,
bad people, but just
right.
It's twice a day, and it's really intense.
Absolutely.
It's 15 or 20 minutes.
Complete nuisance. Yeah.
And then it's clear again.
Yeah.
Until 4:30 when people cut through. That's a different story.
Well, I had to come out of the parking lot on a hot call in Oak and been like, oh man, you know, it's just you're just taking your own life in your hands.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to a traffic collision or something, some serious thing, and there's just cars everywhere. But it's gone as fast as it's there.
No, as soon as they're gone, they don't hang around.
It's a tough scenario. It's a space issue, really.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to item 7. Items from the Development Services Department.
That means we're done with the traffic law.
I'm sorry.
My infamous 41, I wanted to ask that it include both intersections in Rossmore. Or in the Highlands, I'm sorry.
Which one was it again, sir?
It's 41.
A41?
Yeah.
A41?
No. F1, I'm sorry.
F1.
Very last one. And I also was interested in hearing what Farhad has any different perspective or solution.
It's on the last page.
Yeah,
so this is the one, this is the pole on Bradbury.
Oh, yeah.
Rossmore Way.
It's not wide enough to get a wheelchair to roll.
Correct.
Oh, yeah,
so I told them that it is in our 7-year CIP.
Correct. We are designing it so we can see what we can do to have the visibility and having enough room for the thing. So it's a CIP project for a couple of hundred thousand, maybe more.
So you'll amend this to be both intersections of the Highlands?
Correct. We'll say, corner of LaSalle Boulevard and Bradbury and corner of LaSalle Boulevard and Rossmore Way.
Yes.
Correct.
And you know, when I've been out there and I looked, how does Rossmore do it? Well, the sidewalk, you know, there's a grass area between the sidewalk and the street,
mm-hmm.
and that's what gives them extra space.
Mm-hmm.
When you get in the Highland, it's just 5-foot sidewalk, and there's no extra space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So I'm not sure what the solution is.
You're in mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, thank you for a minute.
It's hard to ride a bike through there.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, do we have any other comments from the Traffic Commission status log? All right, on to item 7.
All right, I just have a couple citywide updates or or project. So the CDBG project that's on Bloomfield and Howard, and they are pretty much done. So they were out there last week. They grinded. They poured the new asphalt. I think on Friday they striped. Mm-hmm. So if you go out there this week, you'll see that there's just still a couple other things to finalize the project, but there should be no impact on parking or traffic from here on out. Okay?
I just came up with today. It looks good.
Yes. Concert series in the summertime. It's 8 weeks, but it starts June 16th. So what the Recreation Community Services Department did here is the first 4 weeks is on Pine Street, and the other 4 weeks is at various parks around the city. So again, it's on Pine Street for the first 4 weeks. First week is June 16th. It's from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and I can run it down. The first one is called a band called Party Wave. It's a rock cover band. June 23rd is Woody and the Longboard. It's a Beach Boys tribute band. June 30th is a band called Radio Royalty that does 80s variety. And July 14th is a band called Britain's Finest, and they do Beatles song. So again, these first four, 6:30, 8 p.m. are on Pine Street. And the last one here is, you'll probably see an email coming out from me, hopefully in a couple weeks, but the 4th of July fireworks spectacular is coming. It's on the base, the Joint Forces Training Base. We are going back to what we call pre-COVID time, where you park and you can walk. We're going to have a stage. We're going to have entertainment. And so in that email, I will be offering you guys VIP parking and passes. And so just respond to that, and then we'll deliver that to you. And so you can come out and enjoy the festivities on the 4th of July. That is it for me. Thank you.
So I will just put in a plug. I've gone to the Pine Street concerts, and I think they're really fun, and I appreciate the city's effort putting those together. I recommend everybody come check it out. And then 4th of July, same thing. It's good stuff. Have you guys all done that?
Just ask Starbucks okay. not to close.
On the 4th of July?
No.
Oh.
At the Pine Street thing.
They closed?
Yeah, when I walk over, they're closed.
Oh.
I said,
they closed
like,
before 8?
Oh, yeah, it was like 7:30.
Really?
Wow.
And it's happened on a regular basis lately.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I think it's COVID-related stuff.
Yeah, there's just another piece of it.
Yeah. Or maybe if they weren't notified, they weren't aware of the event coming up.
No, that's what the first day.
They all are notified. Yeah. I think we do a very good job noticing.
Okay, all right.
Cool. They all know.
Yeah, that's making a good business.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. It'll be closed. You know. I work the grave shift, I know.
You have to go all the way down to that drive-thru.
Yeah, man, yeah. Winter circle.
Can't get staff.
Yeah.
All right, how about I, does that do it for Ron and item 7, everybody? How about item 8, Traffic Commission Initiated Business? Shall we start with Dean and move this way?
I have no items.
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much covered mine on the other part because I had written, was writing my list, so that's all I could think of.
Nice.
I
have nothing. Thank you. All right.
Covered mine when we were talking about the other side.
All right. I have nothing either.
Impressive.
Right?
What are we going to do for the next 2 hours?
What are we going to do now?
No, again, I encourage you to June 13th or Monday, we have a council meeting. We have a budget presentation. Learn a little bit about the budget. Each department does a little overview on their budget and about their department. You'll see coming out of development services, some highlights that we've done and our upcoming goals. Part of that budget process is talking about capital improvement projects. It's slated right now at $4.2 million. And so I was telling Chair Hill here that, 10 years pre-Measure Y, our average was about $350,000 for capital improvement projects in the city. This past fiscal year, we went up to $3.4 million, and then now we're bumping it up to $4.2 million. So Development Services is very, very busy, and you'll see, and I'm trying to portray that here, is we have a very small crew in Development Services, and you'll see the many, many, many things that we've done, from economic development, code enforcement, to the capital improvement projects, to planning, on and on and on. And so, I thank the team here, but again, you'll have a presentation by the police department, they'll have a presentation from the Recreation Community Services Department, but we're talking about our you know, budget for our upcoming fiscal year 22-23. So again, if you have some time, check it out. Meeting starts at 6 p.m.
And that's Tuesday?
Monday.
Monday, 6:13.
Yeah, next Monday.
All right. Can anybody help me out with item 9?
Sure, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second.